I want to just share a little bit of scripture with you, and as you can imagine, a very short few words. And so here we go. This is a scripture reading from Jeremiah. It comes from chapter 29, just three verses, starting at verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So I have seen this verse around graduation time for a long, long time. I received a plaque when I graduated from high school that said, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." I got a keychain when I graduated from university, and when I got through seminary, someone gave me a set of bookends with the same verse on it. There are people, and perhaps you're one of them, that claim this as a life verse, something that guides them and helps them through their life. So this is a verse that we're familiar with, and I just want to give you a little bit of background on it. It comes to us from the prophet Jeremiah, who was speaking by God's command to a group of people who were in exile in Babylon. This is like 597 BC when this started, and the exile started. And they are a pretty hopeless group of people. And what we're listening to here as we hear this verse from God, about these words from God about hope and for their future, is addressed to those people who are in exile and feeling pretty hopeless. In other words, we're reading someone else's mail. But I believe that this message has something to say to each of us, especially to our graduates or any of us who are in the midst of transition. And there are just two things I want to point out. The first thing is that this verse reminds us that God is a redeeming God, that God gives us hope and has plans for our future. We have each been created so that we might be God's instruments for the glory of God through Jesus Christ in this world, and we are created to be the best that we can be, and God desires that for us. There is a truth that runs through the Old Testament and New Testament that God will redeem, God will save. God has been around since Adam and Eve. When God sent them out of the garden, he made sure that through them, humanity would continue. All the way through to Jesus, when Jesus went to for us and died on the cross and redeemed us so that we would know eternal life and the very reign of God right now. God is the redeeming God who saves the lost, who fixes the broken, and restores the forgotten. And God is the one, no matter what is happening in our lives, to give us courage, to inspire us, and help us to see above whatever the mess is in this life. And so for our graduates, remember that God is our friend, and God will redeem all situations, and God gives us hope for the future. And the second thing that I bring to you is this understanding that this is not said to an individual, but to an entire nation. The "you" in "for I know the plans I have for you" is plural. And that is good news, because God lets us know that a community of faith, a community of believers, is a place where God's love is nurtured and where God's power can reach out in amazing ways. When God spoke to Abraham and Sarah and said, "You will have a son," it wasn't so that they alone would be a blessing, but that they would be the beginning of a nation that would be a blessing to the world. As Moses moved the people toward the promised land, Moses said to them that they would be a hope and blessing to the world. And Jesus called disciples, just as we are followers of Christ, so that we might go out into the world with the good news that God lives through Jesus Christ and has redeemed the world and is redeeming the world now. Now, our graduates who are here today and our young people who were in this musical and all that are worshiping here today, your children and grandchildren are not probably going to worship the exact same way we did. Could our grandparents and great-grandparents have imagined this musical and all of the sound and screens behind them? Could they have imagined that? I'm not going to ask what they would have said. And can we possibly imagine how our young people will worship in the future? They may be in grand cathedrals or in small country churches. They may be in a church like this, but they may be in a warehouse or a high school or in someone's living room or in a coffee shop giving thanks to God. And they may be in a prayer group that we can't even imagine the conversations and where they will go. But this is something we can know for certain, that if they are with a group of believers, that powerful things will happen in their lives, because God has a plan for us together, for this church, for our graduates. And so we're going to have the graduates come up, but I just give you this message so you don't have to look me in the eye right now, that you got to stay with a group of people who believe. It may be in a small group in your dorm. It may be in this church that you will stay here. It may be in another church that the music speaks to you or the message is just right for you. But it is when you are with a group of believers that you can rise in this world and give hope to other people and make a significant change. So I give you that, and my prayer will be with you. And I want to invite our graduates who are here. We have some high school graduates. I don't know if any college graduates. Come on up here and stand. And we do have some First Steps graduates. If our First Steps graduates are brave enough, or if they want to be accompanied by someone, they can come up too. All right.
As we enter into a time of prayer, please note that we have three prayer quilts over here. They'll be in the exit as you go out. They'll be on the table. Tie a knot. There's threads there. Say a prayer. Sign the card and let these individuals know that they're in your prayers this week. Now join me in a time of prayer. All-powerful God, you know the plans you have for each of us. At times we may question those plans as we face challenges, undergo difficulties, or experience harm. We look around and see pain and suffering, hunger and thirst, sorrow and despair. This cannot be your plan. Lord, we reach out to you in prayer, and we know we are not alone. The power of the Holy Spirit is in us, providing strength and direction. Help us to recognize all that you freely give. You ask that we trust that your plans for us are to prosper, to be filled with hope, to have a future. When we look around again, we see neighbor helping neighbor, friend listening to friend, your children bringing comfort and being comforted, your people taking action, our offerings bringing life and health to adults and children in our community and around the world. May gratitude overflow in our hearts as we joyfully share your love with those who do not know you. Lord, we seek you with all our heart. Help us to live our lives according to your plan for each of us. As we enter into a time of personal prayer and reflection, we know that you are listening. Jesus had students, and during their studies, they asked him how they should pray. And now, over 2,000 years later, we raise our voices as one in that same prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.